years, evolved stronger bonds that eventually allowed us to get in the water with the animals. This led to the spectacular performances you see from these animals today. As Thad and Chuck were learning about training killer whales, Ken Blanchard was observing the negative effects of command and control leadership on people and organizations. Ken was suggesting that the key to developing people was to catch them doing something right. Serendipity brought Thad, Chuck, Ken, and Jim together, and the result was Whale Done, The Power of Positive Relationships. Since its publication in 2003, Whale Done not only has achieved extraordinary success, but it also has changed lives in the process. It's a story of how a man established good relationships with his family and company by applying the same set of principles used by professionals to train killer whales. In the years since bringing out Whale Done, we have often been asked, can the principles featured in that book be applied to parenting young children? It became very clear that a second book was needed that would provide a resounding yes to that query. Applying Whale Done training to children is a natural process. In fact, it's much easier and more lasting than with adults. Whale Done is much more than a set of techniques. It is an entire philosophy, one that is sorely needed in the world today. Simply stated, what we call Whale Done is a way of looking at people and seeing the best that is in them. Our hope is that this book will educate and inspire mothers, fathers, grandparents, and others who help raise children to look at their roles with new eyes. And we trust that as you read the story of Amy and Matt and their son Josh, you will recognize what you knew all along. There's power in being positive. Chapter 1. An exciting new job and challenges at home. Taking a break at SeaWorld, Amy Sheldrake sat deep in thought by a large pool watching several of her favorite killer whales. How can it be possible that a whole year has passed since I came to work here, she thought. You all are some of my closest friends, Amy said aloud. As the great gleaming black and white forms moved by, their eyes lifting and their great heads nodding at her, she imagined they understood every word she spoke. Not only that, you're the best teachers I've ever had. I can't tell you what it means to me that you've given me such a great start as a mom. You've helped me lay the foundation for all the years ahead that I'll be spending with my son. What a difference it's made to be here and watch how you've responded to your trainer's kindness and consistency. Every time you perform your incredible aerial maneuvers in the show, or ride us on your backs, or lift us high out of the water in one of your super leaps, the fans in the stands applaud in amazement. To them, it's a mystery how we trainers get you to do those things. But we know, don't we, my friends? Amy fell silent and spent time just watching her finny companions. She loved all the whales, whose names were derived from the Alaskan Indian culture. The name of the big whale, Kusti, meant way of life. Sagu stood for joy, which was fitting. Kagan meant light. Tuton translated to hope, and the youngest, Tat, meant night. Amy continued, I've always been able to count on you guys to show me when I'm being inconsistent. You've not only taught me the Whale Done process, you've also inspired me to apply it in my role as a parent. Watching my boy Josh respond to the principles is always a thrill to me. I just hope I'll always remember what you've taught me so well. 1 year earlier, Amy was sitting with her fellow trainees Steve Gutierrez and Lorraine Ackerman high in the stands of the Aquatic Park Stadium. There's the signal for the whale to leap out of the water. Come on, Kusti, Amy whispered eagerly. Moments later, a chorus of oohs and ahs rose from the stands as the audience responded to a spectacular leap by the 11,000-pound killer whale. They watched in breathless fascination as a female trainer, whose wet-suited form had been seen moments before treading water in the center of the pool, was catapulted out of the pool on the nose of the gigantic animal as it rose suddenly and spectacularly from the blue depths below her. They watched in breathless fascination as a female trainer, whose wet-suited form had been seen moments before treading water in the center of the pool, was catapulted out of the pool on the nose of the gigantic animal as it rose suddenly and spectacularly from the blue depths below her.